Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rider Nation, are you ready? This November, the Grey Cup touches down in the heartland, and it's our time to bring it.
We're calling it now. We're returning this for a touchdown if it misses.
Okay, out of the hole to Haggerty. Beattie put his right foot into it. It's not going to help the distance, and Alfred's going to bring it out. Little stutter step waiting to set up some blockers. He's at the 5, outside at the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40.
I called it.
He could go! He is gonna go! House ball! House ball! Touchdown! Saskatchewan!
Tonight, the Riders are out west for one final regular season meeting with BC. It's the Lions and Riders on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Nobody covers your team like our team. Now, let's go live to the stadium with your voice of the Riders, Michael Ball and Luke Mullender, as they get you ready for kickoff. This is Rider Nation Pregame on Rider Radio, 620 CKRM.
Good evening, Rider Nation, and thanks for making us part of your game day. I'm Michael Ball, and tonight is a must-win in BC. Saskatchewan quarterback Cody Fajardo needs to reestablish himself as a leader of this team and get back to being a true starting quarterback in the CFL, at least in the minds of Rider Nation. Meantime, Lions quarterback Michael O'Connor has to answer the door as opportunity knocks for him tonight. It's the 8-1 BC Lions, the 5-5 Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And whenever we start the Rider Nation portion of the pregame show, it starts with our good friend Glenn Suter, and his press coverage is brought to you by North Home Windows, designing, building, and installing window systems in Saskatchewan for Saskatchewan conditions. Google North Home Windows or call 1-866-362-6525. One thing the NFL does a great job of is building storylines. This is a great storyline tonight. You got the young Canadian kid who, you know, the one thing you'll hear about Nathan Rourke is, but he was American trained. So, yeah. So even though Michael Rourke had a cup of coffee in Penn State, a lot of his training came with UBC, the Vanier Cup run. So we got the Canadian kid going against the guy that admitted this week he's lost all his confidence and he's banged up and he's behind a leaky offensive line. I like that storyline. The grizzled veteran trying to reestablish himself and this guy answering when opportunity knocks.
Yeah, pressure on both these quarterbacks for different reasons. Maybe more pressure than any quarterback in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you think about Cody and his last couple games being pulled from the last game with 41 yards passing against this very same team, the pressure is on him to reestablish himself. And Michael O'Connor, of course, first start and Canadian. And, you know, I had a chat with Nathan Rourke and just wanted to wish him my best in recovery. And I know he'll be back soon. That story is on hold. It's not done.
Right.
It's on hold for now. But he said, you know, we talked about the Canadian aspect. And I, you know, he said, what is even, I think, a bigger story is if my teammate can go out and execute well. Because now it's not just one Canadian guy who has had a little bit of success in the league, but it's another Canadian guy that's right behind, ready to take his opportunity. And he said, I think that might be a bigger story than me. Now, Nathan's being humble, and Nathan is being a good teammate, as we know he is. But I just, you know, I started to think about what he was saying in that, you know, forget about the college and the 3 years in the university, and he was at UBC. Like, I know people are trying to poke holes in this. It's the same cast trying to do it. But the point being that, again, I think about the big picture of football in our country and inspiring young kids and having young kids that are playing the quarterback position. I played the quarterback position in high school.
Yeah.
And I played it before in community in North Vancouver. And I never for a second thought I could play quarterback in the CFL. I never for a second. My goal and my dream was to play professional football in our country. But I knew in my mind that playing quarterback was not a possibility. So when I got to college, I was recruited as a quarterback and said, I'm not playing quarterback. I'm going in to college as a DB. So if you want to bring me in as a quarterback, I'm not coming to your school. I mean, that's how kids thought for so many years. With Nathan Rourke, and if Michael O'Connor does well tonight, that changes. And that changes and inspires kids.
Well, this game marks the first time for pure Canadian quarterbacks to start in a row. Back in 1955, on September 24th, Bill Stevenson started. And then on the 26th, an emergency starter, Lynn Bottoms, regularly a tailback, got the start for the Calgary Stampeders on that weekend. So this is a monumental thing. I'll tell you what, the one thing the BC Lions, if you want to poke at their 8-1 mark, Nathan Rourke covers up some warts. He could go and drive the team from the 29, from the 30, from the 35.
Yep.
They haven't scored a touchdown outside of offense. Not on defense, not on returns.
Right.
So one thing tonight, can Michael O'Connor take them from the 30 all the way down the field?
Yeah, and you know, that question mark won't be answered till we see him out there in live action. And we'll see what he does and how he handles it. I talked to his quarterback coach at UBC. His name is Jay Prepchuk. He's a good friend of mine. He's on the football line of my beer league hockey team. He's my
trains a lot of amateur quarterbacks.
Absolutely, across the country.
Yeah,
across the country. And you know, he said you'll see great poise with Michael O'Connor. You'll see that leadership. You'll see that he won't be fazed. That he, you know, if something bad happens, he'll get back in the huddle, just a lot like Nathan. But he won't be Nathan. He said he's different. He's got maybe a different type of release. He's got a big arm, can make every throw. So, you know, we'll see. But there's, you know, in a different way, Ballsy, there's as much pressure on Cody Fajardo right now.
What do you want to see from Cody tonight?
Well, what do the Saskatchewan Roughriders, when they're winning games, do well?
Run the ball.
Thank you. And again, I'll bring another stat. In their first five games, they were over 80 rushing between Hixon and Morrow from the backfield. Over 80 rushes. I think it was 88 total. For an average of 110 yards per game, they were 4-1 when they were doing that. In the 1-4 last five games, that has dropped below half. They're around 60 yards. Well, just over half. They're around 60 yards per game. So, again, I just think, you know, you can win in a lot of ways. You can throw the ball 55 times in our league, forget about the tailback altogether, and still win games if you have that type of personnel. But if you don't have that type of personnel, then you find what you do well, and you do it till they stop it.
Yep, no, it's a good point. And Frankie Hixon is a power. He's a speed burst. He goes north and south and runs the ball hard. So I'm interested to see what he does tonight.
Yeah, I like his top end speed. You know, yeah. I think where, you know, there's always balance. So Morrow goes out. Morrow's a tough, hard between the tackles runner, and probably, I would say, protection in the passing game. Morrow probably had the edge there too.
Yeah.
Because just out of sheer playing time.
Or the last couple of weeks has been a little bit off because of that broken hand that he played with.
Right, but his protection and knowing who to block and that kind of thing is probably where he had the edge. Hixon, though, hits that hole, top-end speed, turns a 3-yard, 4-yard gain into a 15-yard gain or even bigger. I mean, that's a different type of threat. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him play tonight. But here's the other thing that people, we got to remember as Saskatchewan Roughrider fans. They're going to get their starting receiving corps back very soon.
Yes.
Shaq Evans, Kyron Moore back tonight.
Lennius is signed.
Braden Lennius is back. Keon Schaefer Baker. You put in a high-end Hixon in the tailback spot, and Duke healthy again back in the lineup.
That's my thing. They got to get the ball to Schaefer Baker. In the last four games, he has 15 catches for 170 yards when he started the year like a house on fire. They got to get the ball back in his hands.
Well, the fly sweeps, too. Like, you know, when we say they don't run the ball enough, sometimes Jason Moss will call an RPO, run-pass option, and that leaves the option to the quarterback, and they will often try to pull it because they think they can make a bigger play throwing it with their arm. So I mean, call those fly sweeps to Schaefer Baker. Get the ball in his hands. Make him the primary on some of the pass packages that you have. Because I'm with you. He got targeted twice last week. Twice is not enough for an athlete like Schaefer Baker.
For 14 yards. One more comment about this game, and then one about last night's game. The lower bowl is supposed to be sold out tonight, which would put him 25,000, 28,000. Michael Bublé is going to be here tonight. I'll tell you what, it's a nice atmosphere in here. I know it's the tractor factor, the Rider Nation travels. A lot of people say they've been pumped and waiting for this game all year. They're coming. This is their holiday, but it's great. Hopefully they see a pretty decent football game. The only tough part is we don't get to see the Canadian kid, Rourke, who is lighting it up.
Yeah, no, but it's building. You know, I was walking up again in every game this year with Amar Doman, the new owner, and I walk up and I see the tailgating that's going on now around BC Place and the festival outside. He's doing it right. It's going to be 3 or 4 years before that's consistent, and not just in Rider games, but it's going to happen here in BC.
Yep.
It is going to happen because the fans are there. We just need to bring them back out.
Okay, you've been a proponent of, we don't really need to fix anything, but we need to do a better job of doing what we do. And one of it is flags and things like that. That Calgary-Winnipeg game, I'll say it, you don't have to say it. In my opinion, thank God that was Al Bradbury's last game as an official. I'm just saying this.
Yeah.
We have a passer, we have a roughing the passer on Willie Jefferson that we're not playing volleyball here. That wasn't a penalty. And look at the clock, dude. There's 2 minutes left to go in the game. That wasn't a holding call on Calgary. Dave Dickinson almost lost his mind, and rightfully so. You've said it all along. Let's let them play the game.
Yeah, listen, there was a narrative out in the offseason that our game was missing flow. That was the words that the league office used, that some of the concern for fans was that our game flow needs to be improved. They took that down, I don't know what trail, but it wasn't what they need to take it down. The game flow is determined by the amount of penalties. If we leave it no penalties, the game flow will be the best in all of football anywhere in the world. 25 penalties in a game completely end the game flow. Last night, I was frustrated just like everybody else because that was a great football game
awesome.
Last night.
Yeah.
Well coached, well played. And then to throw a close holding, and it wasn't holding,
no.
I didn't see holding, but to throw a penalty flag inside of 3 minutes in a one possession game with Calgary with the ball, I mean, I'm not saying call the game differently when it's different circumstances or different times in the game. I'm saying if you pull your flag out of your pocket, you better be 100% sure that there was a penalty and it was egregious and it changed the outcome. Do not throw your flag if there's any doubt as to whether or not it was a penalty, because we have to get those penalties down by a half to start would be good. Then we'll see improved game flow. That is what needs to change. Nothing else. Our game is not broken. But if you cut our penalties in half, and the teams and coaches have to be involved in this process, you cut those penalties in half, watch the game flow.
Suits, thanks, man.
Okay, buddy.
Have a good call, buddy. That's Glenn Suter joining us here. This segment of the pregame show brought to you by Sask Milk, the wireless age of Sasktel authorized dealer. McDougal Auctioneers, Salford Group, Cooperator. See Aaron at Aaron & Associates Insurance in Regina, Wood River Controls, Young's Equipment, Indian Head, Chrysler. When we come back, the Craig Dickinson Show for Saloon Tire. This is the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Your voice of the Riders, Michael Ball, is breaking down today's matchups with coaches, guests, and all the info you need to know. It's the access and details you'll only find with Rider Nation pregame on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
And wherever you're listening, thanks for making us part of your day in Rider Nation. We ride together. Hi to Gail Shaw listening at Pasqua Lake, Jack Stadnick in Moose Jaw, Greg Cebulski, South Winnipeg, and Marco Ricci, his family, Corey Borsa, their family, listening out at, I believe it's Crooked Lake, if I'm not mistaken. All right, time now for the Craig Dickinson Show, brought to you by Saloon Tire. Cars, trucks, or SUVs, Saloon Tire has you covered like a championship-winning defense. League-leading value and performance you can count on. We caught up with the coach, the media did, before we headed to Vancouver to get his thoughts on this game.
It's big. It's big for our confidence. It's big for where we want to go. You know, we want to be a playoff caliber team, and we want to go in on a little bit of a hot streak. So this is a big game for us, and our guys have put in a good week of practice. It's been a good week of practice, so hopefully it'll pay off in the game. I mean, there's so many good teams out west, and the two big dogs are certainly BC and Winnipeg with Calgary right on their heels. So it's still a long ways away, but those teams out west are looking really strong, and I think the east teams are getting better, so it's going to be a tough sled in whichever way you get there.
You mentioned earlier in the week that you're going to give Cody a longer leash at quarterback. How much easier is that that you're doing this on the road in BC plays as opposed to here in the league?
I think it's better, yeah. I don't want him to play tight, or I don't want any of our guys to play tight, so yeah, hopefully he plays well. We're gonna do everything we can to play good around him, and hopefully as a unit we can find a way to make a few more plays than they do and win the game.
You might have answered this yesterday, but Kyron Moore, Shaq Evans, are they back on the roster this week?
We're not sure yet, but they both practiced all week and look pretty good.
Does the offense, and do you think this team really has to show up in the second half this week with the way the past two BC Lion games have gone in the second half?
Yeah. I think we got to show up from the get-go. I really do. I think we got to start fast, and we got to play good the whole game. And we're going to have lulls, but I think we got to show some mental toughness and bounce back from them. But you're right. We've got to bring our A game from the start, and then when the second half starts, we got to maintain some level of excellence as well, because you're right. The second halves in the last two games, we haven't been very good.
Craig, what did you see out of the O-line this week? And obviously, a week where this group in these positions got to get a little bit more continuity.
Yeah. I saw a little more energy and some intensity from the group. They know all eyes are on them, and they know they have to play better. And I know Coach Soros has worked really hard this week on really trying to get them to do a few things better and play with more physicality, use their hands a little bit more. And they look pretty good in practice today, and hopefully it carries over into the game.
On the defensive side of the ball, how much game planning changes when this is going to be a different-looking Lions offense this week, although they still have a number of weapons in the receiver?
Yeah, it won't change a lot because it'll still be the same offense. You know, they got 11 of their 12 guys playing that we saw last week, but it'll be a different quarterback. But I do think you'll see them try to stick with the offense because they believe in what they're doing, and as they should. They've been moving the ball up and down the field, and even in the preseason, you know, Michael played pretty well then too. So I don't think the offense will change, just the guy slinging it. And, you know, he's very capable of winning games himself.
Defense side of the ball, seeing that Moncrief is leading the league in interceptions, what's that do for you guys and your confidence?
Yeah, it makes you feel good. You know we can drop him in coverage, and that he can cover as well as blitz. So I think Moncrief's just a really good football player. The main thing we're looking for in the secondary is just better communication. We got to communicate before the snap, during the snap, and during the play. And I think this week I saw our guys doing a good job of that. But what you're seeing is good young players coming up. And I think it's good for the league whenever we see new stars and new playmakers. And there's a good group of DBs in the league. I know just talking even in the offseason to my brother in Calgary, he said he really liked his group of DBs. We felt good about ours coming out of camp. BC obviously felt good about theirs. So I think there's a high premium placed on guys that can play in the secondary. And I think you're seeing some good young talent in the CFL this year.
Hey, jumping back to Moncrief, last week we got to see a great head-to-head matchup between him and Burnham. That was must-see TV. Are we going to be able to expect much of the same?
Well, I can't give away our secrets, but we're going to try to put our best players on their best players, so take what you will for that.
What's the plan at offensive tackle? You said competitive week, and when I was out here, all four possible tackles were out there. So have you decided if there's a change?
Yeah, we're going to go with Jamal Campbell. We're going to go with a similar group as last week, and hopefully another week playing together will help them gel and play a little better.
Lauderdale over Vaughn?
Yeah, Vaughn's still not healthy.
And then what can you tell us about Michael O'Connor? He's been in the league for years, spent last year with Calgary and your brother. Really smart,
can make every throw. I just remember seeing him coming out when he was at UBC and Penn State. He can make every throw on the football field, big, tall guy. I think he's a little bit like Dolagala for us. He can make every throw, and he's got better athleticism than you think. So he's a guy that I know when he was in Calgary, David was on the fence between him and Jake Meyer, and ended up going with Jake. But he's a very good quarterback, and I think they will have some growing pains with him, but he's definitely a good enough quarterback to win a lot of games with him.
That's Coach Craig Dickinson, the Craig Dickinson Show for Saloon Tire. When we come back, we'll go to the other side and hear from Humboldt, Saskatchewan's Kelly Bates, O-line coach for the BC Lions. Coming to you from the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth, best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. This is the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Rider Radio lives at 620 CKRM on Facebook, on Twitter, and in the sports cage at 620CKRM.com.
Monday night football in the CFL, the early game, Toronto at BMO Field beating Hamilton 34-19. What a disaster for the Tiger Cats this year. Here it's the 8-1 Lions against your 5-5 Saskatchewan Rough Riders. This portion of the pregame show brought to you by Western Ag Professional Agronomy, your Saskatchewan party caucus, SaskTel, Right Way Manufacturing, Spreads.ca, Degelman Industries, the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency, and Colin O'Brien's Man Shop. Time to hear from Kelly Bates.
Well, sometimes coaches get too much of the blame and sometimes they get too much credit. But the people I talk to credit this guy with helping solidify that BC Lions offensive line. Humboldt's own Kelly Bates, O-line coach for the BC Lions. Things are looking pretty good in your world right now in terms of the offensive line.
They're a good group of men. It's probably it's such an enjoyment to come into work every day and work with these guys. They are process oriented, and you know there's no ego bigger than the group. And when you got a group like that, it's fun to come to work and work to get better all the time.
Do you see signs of this last year? Because the O-line's not a lot different than it was last year, but it is way different in terms of performance, Kelly.
I think there's many factors that make the performance seem different. At first, you have to credit the guys and the work they put in the off season and the commitment they have to the system we have in place. I think that's helped. And you know, each one of those guys is not the same person they were last a year ago. They've grown and they've got another year of professional football under their belts. And then there's so many other factors. There's all of us as a coaching staff being together for another year, being in the same offense, growing this offense. The quarterback that's been back there for the entirety of the year and the way he plays the game, and he makes all of us look better. So there, and then they say protection is a team game, and it is. That's everything from the concepts we run to the sixth and seventh protectors, whether they're backs or receivers, and to the quarterback decision making. It makes every bit of difference in terms of making us all look good at what we're trying to do.
Kelly Bates, we hear the word special as it relates to Nathan Rourke. From your eyes, the guy who played in the league, now is coaching in the league, just how special is he, and is that an adequate description?
I think it's not adequate enough. It is what he is. He is a special talent. But that's just part of it. He's got these gifts and these tools that he's worked to hone and get better. But I think it's what everybody doesn't see that makes him who he is. It's the work ethic behind the scenes. It's that guy that maybe you see for, 3 hours on game night or a couple hours during practice, from a fan standpoint. But it's the countless hours he puts in to making himself who he is. It's the film work. It's the study. It's the physical preparation with his body. It's the compete level that he has. It's the guy that's, 24 years old, but approaches this job like a seasoned veteran. It's, all those factors make him who he is. It's everything that people don't see that he puts in that makes him what he is.
So Michael O'Connor gets the start behind center this week. Just talk about your confidence in Michael O'Connor, the guy who led the UBC Thunderbirds to a Vanier Cup, another Canadian quarterback, which is cool.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of Michael's approach to this week. All of us that have played this game, the majority of us have gotten an opportunity because someone else has been injured or something has, whether age has taken it. So any of those things, rarely do you ever just get that opportunity out of the gate. And, to Michael's credit, he addressed that with the team. He addressed that with the offense. And nobody ever wants to earn their opportunity like this. They just don't. But it would be a dishonor to the work that's been put in by 12 and the entire offense in terms of where we've got to this point to not come in and take advantage of this opportunity. And that's Michael's approach. He's not trying to be someone else. He's not trying to be number 12. He's trying to be number 11. And, you know, I'm proud of him and his approach to this week. And it's been fun to watch him enjoy himself on the football field.
Does it change anything from an offensive line's perspective when you have a taller quarterback or a guy that, you know, different cadence or a different way of maybe approaching the game, different even skills?
It doesn't. It may change game planning maybe to a degree. But honestly, we have an offense and we run that offense. And Michael's been operating that offense since training camp, and he's been improving the entire time. So it really doesn't change anything. We're not going to change what and who we are. Michael comes in and we have that next man up mentality, and we still have to go out and do everything we do with great technique and an aggressive nature and be what we have been for the last 10 weeks.
Give me a sense of the BC Lions locker room. 8-1. People felt you won the battle, but you may have lost the war with your big-time quarterback on the shelf. What's the mood like in the locker room? Does this galvanize you guys?
Honestly, it's just such a good group of guys in that locker room. I think what you learn is with anything in life, you know, it's obviously, everybody just feels terrible for Nathan because it's such a devastating thing to have happen to a guy who was having a record-breaking year. But then you see Nathan's attitude and his approach to it, and that just lifts everybody up and makes us realize that we can both feel bad for Nathan and what's happened, but now we've got another job to do, and we'd be dishonoring his effort to this point if we didn't go out there and do what we're supposed to do. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say we didn't feel bad. I mean, I feel terrible for the kid, but, you know, it's just having him around and the way he approaches it, it's time to get back to work and it's time to keep doing what we're doing. And that's what this special group of people have done.
Well, no disrespect to anybody in your team because you're all working hard and you're all pros, coaches, and players alike. But I'll tell you what, that kid was taking the league by storm. He was becoming the face of the league. Has that excitement started to spread in BC? I'm hearing the Rourke jerseys are flying off the shelf there.
You know what? I live in my own little world. I come to work. I work. I spend my time, any off time with my family and my girls and my wife. And I tell you what, though, when you go downtown for game day, the atmosphere that our owners has put time and effort and money into creating, combine that with, you know, the record we have at this point in time, and it's been really exciting to head downtown for game time again because it reminds me of my playing days. It really does. So I hope that it continues to take the city by storm, and I hope that you know, we continue to build a brand out here that people are excited to be a part of.
Good Saskatchewan guy. He's our enemy tonight, but he's a good Saskatchewan guy. That would be Kelly Bates. Thanks for your time, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kelly Bates from Humboldt, Saskatchewan, offensive line coach for the BC Lions. Like to say hi to Preston Dufo in Borden, Saskatchewan, listening to the show. Jennifer Lang in Stettler, Alberta. Wherever you're listening today, give us a text, 936-6262. We'll give you a shout-out because in Rider Nation, we all ride together. This is the Rider Nation pregame show on the Co-operators. Rough Rider Rick.
Rider Pride, worldwide. Listen to Rider Radio around the globe with the official CKRM app. It's a free download for your smartphone at 620ckrm.com.
Not sure if they opened something up here or turned the air conditioning on high, but it got cool all of a sudden here at BC Place. The use of these fancy stadiums with roofs and air conditioning and everything like that. We look at the sidelines, and this year, the first year they've done this, I believe, in BC, they've got both benches on the same side right behind or right below our broadcast vantage point. The Riders will be to our left. The BC line's just below and to our right. Our sideline reports are brought to you by Ritchie Brothers. We love CFL football. Enjoy the game. Call Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers for all your buying and selling needs. Visit our RBAuction.com. Just before We go to break and welcome in Luke Molitor. Let's take a look at our injury report, and it's brought to you by Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, providing affordable safety training to the construction industry focused on injury prevention. Ryder's injured list is a MASH unit. Shaq Evans was expecting to be in this game, but he's still out with that foot injury. Should be there next week, hopefully, against the Blue Bombers in the 57th Labor Day Classic. David Kenny's on the one game with a shoulder. Anthony Lanier the second, he of seven quarterback sacks, has a concussion, still not feeling good, so he's out on the one game. As is Justin McInnes with the ankle injury. Mitch Picton with an ankle, still on the one game. Taron Vaughn with a hamstring will not be at left tackle. He is out on the one game. Duke Williams is on the one game, ankle and hip problems. Then Dan Clark on the sixth game. Nick Daly, hip injury, I'm told, and probably done for the year. He's on the sixth game. Nigel Harris on the sixth game. Wesley Lewis with an ankle on the sixth game. Jamal Morrow, hand injury. He's on the sixth game, broken bone in that hand. He played a couple weeks with that. Godfrey Onyeka still on the sixth game, and Micah Tights with a groin still on the sixth game, but he's close to returning as well. On the suspended list, Gary Johnson Jr. for that altercation after the last game with a liquored up fan or resident of Regina at an establishment. So he is out for one game. And on the BC side of things, they get Bo Lacombo back on the field from the six-game injured list. He'll help them out, the linebacking core. And Nathan Rourke, much talked about quarterback, had surgery, Liz Frank surgery on that right foot to correct that devastating sprain. Apparently the surgery went well, and now he's in rehab mode. When we come back, Luke Molitor slides into the chair. This is the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Instagram.
The anticipation is building. The air is electric. The color is green. This is Rider Nation pregame on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. We're now just 30 minutes away from kickoff. Stay tuned. We'll have more all-access interviews from the Riders and get Luke Mullender's three keys to the game. It's all part of the CFL's most comprehensive game day coverage. Rider Nation pregame, only on Rider Radio. The Source, 620 CKRM.
Tonight is a must-win in BC for your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Quarterback Cody Fajardo needs to reestablish himself as a leader of this team and a true starting quarterback in this league. Meantime, Lions quarterback Michael O'Connor has to answer the door as opportunity is knocking. I'm Michael Ball along with Luke Molitor, and that's where we start, Luke. It's our quarterback comparisons, and it's brought to you by Prairie Gun Traders in Avonlea. For all your hunting and shooting needs, visit prairieguntraders.ca. The quarterback comparison, Michael O'Connor comes in here, and he has to pick up where Nathan Rourke left off.
Yeah, obviously big shoes to fill, but I love this kid's game, man. Everything that we've seen on film from Michael O'Connor points towards success. Now, I think that the key for him today is being able to start fast in that first quarter. He makes a couple of mistakes early, it might get rough for him, but I think that if, and the nice part about it is the BC offensive game plan is going to set him up for success, right? Yeah. They're going to do some things that don't put him in awkward situations unless they themselves do it on the field. So, again, I think that he's got all the tools, and I'm expecting to see a good game out of him.
Okay, so how does Jason Moss set his quarterback up for success? Because his quarterback, his confidence is shaken after just 41 passing yards in the first half, and then he was pulled before the end of the first half. We're talking about Cody Fajardo.
Yeah, Cody is shaken. I admire the candor in which he approached this week. I mean, he talked about his confidence being shot. Now, you can say whatever you will about the fact that he's sharing that sort of thing. He's just got to come out, and he's got to realize that this is a kid's game at the end of the day. He needs to start having fun. He's a guy that enjoys, like, you know, we sit next to him on the bus.
Ping pong.
Talk to him. Like, he enjoys being around the fellas. You gotta harness that enjoyment of the game when you're out there. Have some fun, right? Look at this whole thing as something, because, you know, he's gonna have a baby soon.
Yes.
Right? Fatherhood's gonna change his life. right? He needs to just start enjoying himself. And I know that sounds like that's not analysis, Luke, where we pay you to give analysis, you know? But at the same time, I feel like this kid's not out there having fun. He's a happy-go-lucky guy. I think that what they need to do, and this is a big part of the Mullinders matchup, it's going to be a huge part of my three keys today, they've got to set him up for success through the run game. There's a number of things they can do, but I don't anticipate him throwing over 26 footballs today. I think that if the Saskatchewan Roughriders win, he throws under 26 balls and they run the football, period.
Luke Mullinder referred to Cody addressing the media, and maybe he was a little bit too truthful. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, not great. Confidence isn't great right now, and then you get pulled in a game, and you know, I express my frustration, but obviously it's Dickie's decision to make. I feel like I've been, you know, playing my best ball in the second half, and just when you go out there and you don't play well and you don't have an opportunity to right your wrongs, it really hurts to stand on the sideline and knowing you can't go out there and make anything feel better. But I was happy to see Mason go out there. He played well. He did a great job of just getting called upon and going out there and executing the game plan. So I'm very happy to see him be able to get some time, and obviously I was a sacrificial lamb because of it. But yeah, it was difficult. It was difficult just to push through a lot throughout the year, and then you finally start feeling better, and then you get pulled. So it wasn't an easy thing for me to deal with, but I'm a team player, and whatever the coach needs, that's why he makes the big bucks, because he makes those decisions. So I'm here for a Grey Cup. That quarterback room is very close, and I told Mason that there's no animosity between me and him. And same thing when Jake got his first start. I want all those guys to play well, because when I was a young buck and I had a guy like Ricky Ray rooting for me, you know, it meant a lot to me. So he thanked me after the game, and that meant a lot, and have helped me feel like I helped this team as much as I could, even though I wasn't on the field. So I'm just happy with the way he played, and like I said, you know, I'm always going to back those guys, no matter who's the quarterback. I'm always going to be there, because winning is most important, but relationships is very important to me as well.
So where are you at right now, Cody, your mindset? What's the difference between 2019 Cody and 2022 Cody?
That's a great question. I don't really know the difference in terms of my mentality, just going out there and trying to win games. It's been a tough couple years since 2019, and obviously the bar was set very high, and I know what I can do in this league, and my confidence is a little bit down right now, just because you're not playing well, and I got to play a lot better. But knowing what I can do, a lot of the motivation is going to come within for me, and over the next couple weeks, and whatever happens, happens, but I'm going to give every play, not take it for granted, because you never know, I might get yanked again. So every play I get from here on out, you know, I'm going to give it everything I have, and if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down with everything I got.
You know, we were sitting with him on the bus, Luke, and we were talking about his baby coming. It's due September 12th. He's hoping it's a bye week thing, and I said, you know what, man, you're not going to have a bye week when you have the baby. And I said, here's the thing, interceptions, incompletions, and what fans say are going to mean a lot less once you have that little kid.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why, you know, I listen to that interview and I hear a guy that's just not having fun, right? And sometimes, and again, guys, I know that sounds real stupid, but you're getting paid to play a kid's game. And there were times where I... Right? Because, hey, look, if there's anybody who took some criticism from Rider Nation, I'm one of those guys. But whenever I really started feeling my confidence wane, I would go into practice early. I would go earlier. I was always there early, but I would go earlier. I would sit around Ivan and Trevor. I would pop some jokes. I would go in the hot tub before with the kickers. I'd clown around, right? I'd go out to practice, and I'd have fun. Because at the end of the day, you're going to look on all... Hey, because trust me, Ballsy, Rider Nation knows that Luke Mullinder is not going to be in the top 10 in sacks. But you know who is going to think that I was top 5 sacks? My kids and my grandkids. I'm telling you right now, I'm the greatest. I'm better than Bobby Jurison to my grandkids. I promise you that. You get to spin your own narrative. So, man, enjoy yourself when you're out here.
Yeah, for sure. That's great. This segment of the pregame show brought to you by Seedmaster, CA Insurance, special blend by Wisers and First Nations University. When we come back, a look at our weather, which is non-existent. We're indoors. This is the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Saskatchewan's number one sports radio talk show is The Sports Cage with Michael Ball on The Source 620 CKRM.
in the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth. I'm Michael Ball with our color commentator Luke Molitor and our audio tech Corey Basso, and back at the station Sean Kleisinger, our main operator on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Time for your weather conditions report, brought to you by Johnson's Grain for all your grain marketing and crop input needs. Visit johnsonsgrain.com. We're indoors. It was beautiful when we landed, 27 degrees and sunny. Pretty good day today. It's supposed to rain tonight outside, but we're under the big top at BC Place. What, 20 degrees Celsius, a controlled environment. Should be a great night for football. When we come back, Luke Molitor's three keys to the game. You're listening to the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
The voice of Canada's team worldwide. Listen online anywhere on the official Rider app or 620CKRM.com.
This portion of the pregame show brought to you by Sastel, Nick Service, Saskatchewan Foster Families Association, Athol Murray College of Notre Dame, Salford Group, and Golden West Trailers and Equipment. All right, time now for Luke Molitor's three keys to the game, brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems, experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizer's just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems, expect the best. All right, man. Luke's three keys to the game. 33 personnel. Hey,
listen. This is why it was a struggle for me to do the quarterback comparison, because today's not about Cody Fajardo. I want to see two fullbacks out there minimum 70% of the time today. This team doesn't need five, six wide receivers running all over the floor. It's not that type of offense, not that type of quarterback, definitely not that type of offensive line. Your studs are up front when they run the football with those fullbacks. So let's get James Tuck, Albert Watch, and even Bruno Labelle involved all game. Run the football. Even when they load the box with 11, 12 guys running at him anyways, tell them, hey, we're coming at you. Stop us.
Okay, but when we pass protect,
yeah,
well, you got to have communication.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm getting real tired of David Menard and the backups looking like Charleston Hughes out there,
yeah,
for the BC Lions. Like, we got to start communicating a lot better when it comes to the stunts and the games that the BC Lions are running up front with their defensive linemen and their linebackers. So when you get out there and you identify the middle linebacker, or you're identifying where the protection's going, you've got to also say, hey, if this D tackle comes at me, I need you to take your eyes off him and immediately identify where the looper's coming from, because we're getting killed on it. So again, it's time to start communicating a lot better up front.
Number three. Please explain this to me. We haven't got any chicken.
Hey, we haven't got any. Hey, I got a craving for some Chafe and Bake, man. I'll tell you what. We haven't seen our Canadian receiver, Kean Schaefer Baker, in forever. The guy's non-existent. It's time to shake up all that seasoning in the bag. Shake the chicken up. We're hungry. Time for some Chafe and Bake, man. Get this kid involved. Let's roll. When we're not throwing running the football, get the ball to Chafe and Bake, man. It's about time we get him back involved.
You might be onto something, because we had butter chicken and rice in our medium meal.
What, those samosas, hey. I'm going to be blowing up the airplane bathroom, but I'll tell you what, those samosas were hitting.
I sit beside this guy on the plane home, too.
Yeah, you're
nightmare. That's your three keys to the game for Pattison Liquid Systems. When we come back, we got our starting lineups. You're listening to the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Stand off. Get loud. Bleed green. Kickoff is just minutes away. This is Rider Nation pregame on the home of the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Riders take to the BC Place field and to a smattering of boos and applauses. So it's a great reaction here for Canada's team. Time now for the starting lineups, brought to you by Gowan Canada. Apply Avidex Microactive this fall to control early spring wild oat pressure, including group 1 and 2 resistant biotypes. Let's start with the offense.
Cody Fajardo, quarterback, University of Nevada, go Pack.
Frankie Ixon, running back, Liberty University.
James Tuck, fullback, Cardinal Carter Catholic High School.
Tevin Jones, wide receiver, Memphis.
Samuel Emelis,
receiver, Fabreville.
Keen Schaefer Baker, wide receiver, Ball So Hard University.
Jake Hardy, receiver, University of Calgary Dinos.
Kyron Moore, wide receiver, Revenge Tour.
Andrew Lauderdale, offensive tackle, University of New Hampshire.
Logan Ferland, offensive line, Melford Thomas.
Logan Bandy, O-line, University of Calgary.
Evan Johnson, offensive line, University of Saskatchewan.
Jamal Campbell, offensive tackle, York University.
That's your offense. When the Rough Riders are defending the field, here's how they line up.
P. Robinson, DN, Longview, Texas.
Sherbell DeBeer, D. lineman, Wagner College.
DeMarcus Christmas, defensive tackle, Manatee High School.
A.C. Leonard, defensive end, Tennessee State University.
Larry Champ Dean, linebacker, V. Valdosta State University.
Darnell Sankey, linebacker, Swag State.
Derek Moncrief, Sam, linebacker, Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College.
Nick Marshall, DB, Auburn University.
Roland Milligan, defensive back, University of Toledo.
Amari Henderson, defensive back, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Jeremy Clark, University of Michigan.
Hi, my name is Mike Edom, jack of all trades, University of Calgary.
Zinger, get that hype horn fired up. For your Rider Nation radio roll call, because in Rider Nation we all ride together. 936-6262, the number to text. Let us know where you're listening from and we will give you a shout out. Paul and Bonnie listening from St. Rose, Manitoba. See you next weekend. Go Blue. Yeah. Can't wait to kick your butt on Labor Day. Spence Cernick listening from Alice Beach. Ron and Deb listening from Pigeon Lake.
Hey!
Michael checking in from Edders Beach. Tracy Bob, go Riders go. Riders all the way listening from Broadview. Kevin listening in Kimberley, BC. Go Riders. Mike, Lynn, and Jake listening on the 620 CKRM app from Kenosi Lake. And Darren, hey Ballsy, on the combine at Lockwood. Have a great call. And listening from Williston, North Dakota, is Jennifer. Wherever you're listening, give us a text, 936-6262. Because like I said, in Rider Nation, we all ride together. The flag signifying our great country is being rolled out. The teams are on the field, and when we come back, we'll have your opening kickoff. The 8-1 BC Lions, your 5-5 Saskatchewan Rough Riders, trying to go above 500 and salvage a game in this three-game series with the BC Lions on the Cooperators Rough Rider.